Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming. Ain't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Burning, my old heart's yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them sing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know.
Reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 49. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, December 6, 2021. And I'm going to have like a formal and an informal introduction for you, Marina, because after the last time you were on during Mark and Friends in August 23rd and 24th, I think we became friends over the air. We were so encouraged by your testimony and your sharing the God-honoring stories of the miraculous things He's done in your life and preserving your life. And you're now a professor and you're teaching. So the informal is, I know you as Marina, but the more formal, your professor, Dr. Marina Hoffman. You're a Bible and theology professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University. You've written the book, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Studies, that we absolutely enjoyed and loved. Marianne joined me for those 2 days of the interviews, and we just appreciated all the glimpses you gave and how God worked incredibly through these women in the Bible. And so you have that book out and also a free Bible study video series on women in the Bible, and that's available at womeninthebible.info, womeninthebible.info. But you love to illuminate the leadership and strength and character of these courageous women in the Bible, and you provide a message of hope and encouragement for all of us, not just women. This is a great book for men, for women, for boys and girls, as you highlight the unique ways and the very specific and special ways that God works through these women in the Bible, and yet you make it very practical so we can all find points of application and how God wants to work in and through us. And on this short notice, thank you for being available, because I thought with the Christmas season and leading off with this verse that Mary spoke and sang and prayed, that we would talk a little about Mary, because she was one of the characters that you studied and learned about and then shared in your book, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Studies. So before I go any further, Marina, how is dear little Willow doing?
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's so wonderful to be with you Monday morning. Can't imagine a better way to spend the morning than with you and your listeners talking about God's Word and being encouraged. And yes, my little daughter Willow, she is doing so well and just always filled with joy. And what a delight for me in the midst of everything that's happening in our world to have a child to bring me joy and just to remind me of what's really important in life.
Yeah, and Little Willow, I should say, for the listeners that weren't tuned in on August 23rd and August 24th, and both of those programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and also at wluj.org, wluj.org. Willow, is she 4 or 5? How old is Little Willow?
She's not even 3 and a half yet, and Mark, I'll say we've listened to that episode many times in this house. You can imagine the 30 seconds that we play on repeat.
Sure, sure. So Little Willow had her radio debut on Great News Radio and just was endearing and cute and sweet. And are you still recording out of that closet area in your home?
Yes, I am, but I've made it, taken it to the next level. It's a lot more comfortable.
Okay, because I think for our listeners, it was so fun because you were like, okay, Willow, I got to finish the radio interview. Step outside. And, you know, it was very delightful and fun. And what I loved about your passion and enthusiasm is you spent hours literally dividing God's word, looking at it, researching it, seeing how he used these great women in the Bible to do amazing things. And so let's talk a little bit about Mary and why you chose her and how we can learn about this Christmas message through the eyes of this woman that surrendered and submitted herself to the Lord.
You know, when I came to Mary, even a year ago at this time, I realized I've always pictured her as perfect with a halo because of all the iconic art we have, and her child is so perfect. And I realized in subtle ways that made me feel really distant and as though Mary didn't relate to my life. So despite many hours of scholarship on Mary, I did have to pause and pray and think about how we could relate to her. But as I thought about her life, Mark, I realized from the moment her story begins, we can relate to her. Here she is. Her whole life changes when that angel comes, and we can resonate with the feeling of having our dreams changed and our vision of the future completely changed in ways we couldn't have imagined. So can we then think about her calling and her gifting and her blessedness and connect all of that to our lives as well? I do think we can.
Yeah, I think we touched on it a little some months back, but you said she really models for us that surrendering, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. And yet those are the same things that we need to go through as we step out in our faith journey and learn to submit or surrender, or if you will, and this is for men and women, allow him to birth in us that newness of life, that desire to serve him.
Yeah, throughout scripture, really, when God calls someone, it so often comes down to a willingness and a humility in that person to answer God's call. And who knows, but God could call great people, right, with all kinds of power and influence and platform. And yet God chooses so often the small things of the world, those people who are humble in many means. And I would put myself in that bracket, Mark. And yet if we're willing for God to use us, if we're willing to speak the truth, if we're willing to bring life, if we're willing to challenge ourselves greatly to be filled with the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, if we can do these simple things, God will use us in mighty ways, and we will have that legacy of influencing many lives in the course of our own life simply by our interactions with those around us.
Now, Mary encountered an angel, which is like a phenomenal experience, so we don't tend to have that. But what can we derive or learn from her encounter with the angel?
Right. So the call for Mary is to bear Christ. And of course, Mary is to do that literally. And yet when we think about it, Mark, isn't that God's call on all of us to bear Christ in ways that are not physical, of course, but in our words and actions, to constantly be bringing Christ into every situation? And I think in that sense, Mary's incredible call, life-changing, world-changing call also applies to us. And I think it's also a challenge, isn't it? I think especially for the people we live with, the people closest to us, how can we look at them the way Christ looks at them and minister to them day by day with our words and actions and trust that our influence on them will be far-reaching, just like Mary. Here she is day by day investing in Jesus. And a lot of mothers will resonate with the challenge it is to give ourselves fully to our children And yet, look at the impact Mary made on all of us today.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal kind of, if you will, case study on surrendering, submitting, obeying, listening to God, walking in step with Him, and then being like many of us, questioning and wondering. And I think her song that's recorded in Luke chapter 1, I'm going to read the verses because I'd like to get your thoughts and comments on it, as I'm sure you've read it many times and probably have identified with aspects of it and maybe even used it to worship the Lord yourself. But beginning at verse 46 of chapter 1 of Luke, "And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to his father." And then the verse goes on, "Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home." What have you thought about this passage and just her words honoring and praising the Lord?
It's so beautiful that Luke memorializes Mary's words for us, that she can speak to us. She speaks to her generation prophetically. She prepares their hearts and minds for Christ as she does for us now, as we enter into this season of Advent with coming Christmas. And I think one beautiful aspect of Mary's song is that it all really comes from her heart of testimony of what God has done for her. And how amazing, because we too can say the Mighty One has done great things for us. And I think her song speaks to the power of our testimony. And here she has encountered God in a powerful way. She is willing to follow God's call, to share what this angel has told her with others, and look at her impact. And I think we can have that kind of impact too if we're willing to share what Jesus has done for us. And Mark, I have a very dramatic story, as we talked about back in August, but we don't need a dramatic story to have a testimony. I think some of the most powerful and relatable testimonies is when we simply share God's faithfulness in our day-to-day, getting us out of bed when we have a hard time, helping us navigate relationship issues, financial issues, all the troubles that we face. We know God has been faithful, and when we share that story of God's faithfulness with others, wow, what an impact it makes.
Amen. In case you just tuned in, I have Dr. Marina Hoffman on the line with me. She's a Bible and theology professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University. She's the author of the award-winning book called Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Studies, and she offers a free Bible study video series on women in the Bible at womeninthebible.info. And Marina is a frequent media guest offering a biblical perspective on current issues and on women, and frequent with us because we have her on again. We so appreciated the 2 days we had back in August, August 23rd and August 24th. Both those programs are archived, and you can listen to anytime. You'll delight in them and be encouraged. And I think you're going to want to go out and buy multiple copies of her book, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Studies, because it's a great Christmas gift and very timely, and especially with the story of Mary. And so I'm going to play a beloved song. I played it last week during Mark and Friends, but people love it. It gives the little story of Mary, did you know the baby boy that you were going to give birth to was going to be the Savior of the world? So I want to have us all listen to that and then have you give some closing thoughts on Mary and this Christmas season. So here's Mark Lowry and the Gaither Vocal Band, Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I
That was Mark Lowry, soloist with the Gaither Vocal Band. Mary, did you know? What a song for this time of the season. And today with our interview with Dr. Marina Hoffman. And thank you, Marina, for being available again. As mentioned, we interviewed you August 23rd and 24th. And I encourage all of our listeners to listen to those two interviews. And today's interview will also be archived. But the study of Mary in this time of year, there's that element of the Holy Spirit at work in us, wooing people to God. It's a role to lift high the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is that comforter, that encourager. But how did he work in Mary's life, and also how does he desire to work in all of our lives?
Well, Mark, it's beautiful, isn't it? This incredible miracle that happens within Mary, and even her life and what she accomplishes for Christ, all the way even beyond the life of Christ. And then she's found in the upper room continuing to bring the ministry and words of Jesus to the early church. So how is it all made possible? It is made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Mark, what I love is that it's the same Holy Spirit that God has given us, the same Holy Spirit that is working within our lives today. So some of your listeners, you know, we have fears, we have struggles, relationship issues often come to the surface in December, and a lot of us are just finding it hard to feel joyful, to feel the same sense of wonder and excitement over Christ's birth that we have in years past. And how wonderful, as you share, Mark, that the Holy Spirit, our comforter, is with us and is helping us to overcome all of these struggles, to find joy again. And Mark, it reminds me of the importance of anchoring our life in Christ. And I'm so glad we can end on this note, bringing it back to Jesus and saying, can we anchor our life in Christ? Can we lead lives of righteousness like Mary, and then watch and see God do incredible things for us as God did for Mary?
Yeah. And during this time of Advent, when we're maybe a little more sensitive or receptive, or it's easier to talk about the Christmas story and the Christmas message, and I highly recommend our listeners to pick up your book, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study. You can find out more at the website, womeninthebible.info, womeninthebible.info. And Marina, just appreciate you and the ministry that you have and working with students and working with women and speaking and sharing. And we're just going to ask that our listeners continue to pray for you and how God is working in and through you. And I hope a number of our listeners will pick up this book. It'll be a great Christmas book, but it's a great study guide. And the fact that you offer those free video series on the women in the Bible that people can access, I think, is just a total bonus. And I think they'll just fall in love with you and appreciate your book. And so hang in there. Keep fighting the good fight. And thank you for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. And it's really a gift and a pleasure to encourage your listeners today to remind women of faith that they are not alone. God has been doing wonderful things, incredible things, world-changing things through women from the beginning of time, and God is still doing incredible things. So they are mightier and stronger maybe than they even realize, and I hope they're really encouraged today to be bold for Christ and that God's strength is with them.
Amen. Womeninthebible.info. Womeninthebible.info. Find out more. And thank you, Marina. And thank you, listener, for tuning in today as we continue in the season of Advent, lifting high the name of Jesus. He's the reason for the season. He's the hope of the world. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Emmanuel, God with us. What a great time to just celebrate Him. And thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.